1926, the gospel was brought to Ipoh by the grace of God. Mr. Goh Yin Fu was very ill with chronic stomach ulcer. At the hospital, he was fed milk through a tube. He was losing blood and could hardly sit up. The doctors in the general hospital considered that there was nothing they could do for him and gave him a terminal discharge to await the inevitable. There was no more hope of finding a cure for his ailment. The daughter of Mr. Goh Yin Fu was a nurse in the general hospital. She had a colleague whose father was a member of the True Jesus Church in Sitiawan. Through their acquaintance, Brother Song Yu Kong from Sitiawan brought Elder Philip Fu to preach to Ms. Goh. Elder Philip Fu was from the True Jesus Church in China. He came to Malaya to preach the gospel of salvation to his relatives and friends in Sitiawan. Elder Philip Fu and Brother Song testified to Ms. Goh concerning the abundance of God, the power of healing, and the casting of demons. She conveyed the message to her father, Mr. Goh Yin Fu, who then invited Elder Philip Fu to his home. Elder Fu preached to Mr. Goh, reading to him James chapter 5 verses 14 until 15. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Elder Fu told Mr. Goh that if he believed, he must be baptized again in the name of Jesus. After listening to the testimonies, Mr. Goh accepted the truth and he was baptized on 31st July 1926 with his wife and four daughters. During his baptism, he saw the water of the river turned red like blood. He was already on drips and was carried to the baptismal site on a stretcher. But after the baptism, he came out of the water and walked back home. He was completely cured of his illness. The seed of the gospel had sown in Ipoh. Those who witnessed the power of God believed. Services started in a house at the general hospital quarters. Later, the members gathered in Brother Goh's house in Kampong Java for services. Missionaries from the True Jesus Church throughout Malaya and Singapore came to assist in the divine work. The gospel spread rapidly and many were baptized. It was reported that at one period, they were baptized almost every week. By 1927, we had about 60 members. Throughout the guidance and the arrangement of God, Deaconess Phoebe Lau, Lim Sing Chiu, offered her house along Anderson Road to the church. On 4th December 1927, a dedication service of the chapel was conducted by Elder Barnabas Chang. Elder Barnabas Chang was one of the early workers in China. From 9th to 11th December, evangelistic meetings were held at the Sun Cinema to accommodate the large crowd. Thus, the church in Ipoh was established. Through the grace of our Lord, the numbers of members in the Ipoh church grew rapidly until the bungalow could not accommodate the increasing congregation. Around 1930, Brother Goh Siu Hock, the son of Deacon Goh Yin Fu, experienced the grace of God when his wife and children were healed through faith and prayer. He offered part of his land at number 4 Grain Lane to build a chapel there. At that time, the chapel was built to accommodate a congregation of 300 members. This indicated to us the growth of the church then and the foresight of the early members that the word of God would go marching on and those who believe were added by the Lord. 1930s, Deacon John Woon moved to Ipoh and joined the ministry work with Deacon Goh Yin Foo, Seth Lee Park Yin, Gaius Ng, Lim Tee Yee, and Ng Ah Lam. The gospel was preached to Kopi San, about 20 kilometers from Ipoh. Kopi San then was in the vicinity of today's Tambun Hot Spring. Through the grace of God, a boy was dead, was brought back to life. Deacon John Woon and his wife would walk to Kopi San to preach to the people there. After believing and baptized, the members from Kopi San would walk to the chapel in the Green Lane, Ipoh, to keep the Sabbath. They would start their journey from Kopi San before sunrise. The journey passed through the jungle where there were tigers. They would each carry a torch and shout to one another to ensure that none went missing along the way. There was also an Indian congregation of about 50 believers, as Ponia attended the True Jesus Church in China while he was working there. He came to Ipoh in 1930 and was ordained as Deacon Zacchaeus S. Ponia on 18th July 1931. He led this group of Indian believers during that period. Later, he went back to Madathupatti, Tamil Nadu, India to preach the gospel there. The church prospered, having a congregation of about 300 members. During the Japanese occupations from 1941 to 1945, there was unrest and persecutions. Believers dispersed into the jungle and other rural places to take refuge. The chapel at Green Lane was used by the Japanese military administration as an interrogation center. Some members who remained in Ipoh gathered in Deacon Goh's house in Kampong Java for services. The war ended in 1945. The church regathered the dispersed believers. The churches throughout Malaya felt the need to coordinate and to support one another in the divine work in Malaya. Through the guidance and motivations of the Holy Spirit, the first Malaya Church Delegates Conference was held in Ipoh on 23rd August 1947. 14 delegates from 9 churches and a full-time preacher participate in this conference. Deacon Seth Lee chaired the conference. During this conference, the True Jesus Church Advisory Board Malaya was set up. Deacon John Woon was elected as the first chairman of the advisory board and later in subsequent years. We thank God that Ipoh Church was able to contribute to the initial setup of the organization in Malaya that later developed to the General Assembly of the True Jesus Church in Malaysia. As the church grew, it was timely to look into the needs of the younger generation. Religious education and the Youth League were established to pass on the faith to the younger generations and to introduce the youths to divine service. The church was accepted as a legal entity by the Registrar of a Society of the Federation of Malaya in 27th October 1950, with its name as True Jesus Mission. The True Jesus Churches throughout the world were putting a united effort to strengthen the church. Foreign ministers from Taiwan assist us to strengthen our foundation in the truth and establish a better system in pastoral and evangelical work. In addition to the local development, the early workers assist in the divine work in various places in the state of Perak. to spread its wing to new areas and to assist the surrounding areas. The Para Evangelical Center was established by Ipoh Church. This unit provides manpower and the financial support to the divine work in Para region. They reached out to outlying places like Taiping, Sungai Siput, Sungai Durian, Kampar, Teluk Intan, Bido, Slim River, and Bercham. By so doing, we saw the active utilization of the resources of the church. Gradually, the pastoral and evangelical ministry became more established in the 1970s. The church held services every weekday night. Sabbath services were conducted on Saturday morning and afternoon. On Sundays, the youth and children gathered in the morning for their activities while the adults went for family visiting. To pastor families in nearby areas, night services were conducted on Sunday night for families who were staying there, one of which are in Bercham, that later progressed to the Bercham Church. In 1970, the church bought a piece of land at 10th Jalan Wuntensu, Ipoh. Having a congregation of about 600 then, the church had to plant ahead. The original chapel sat on a private land. We were not able to freely expand in the place. Applications to build a chapel at Jalan Wuntensu was rejected by the authorities. To meet the need of more facilities to accommodate the activities of the church, a shop lot at 12 Jalan Tokong, Ipoh was acquired. In addition to the main service at Green Lane, activities were carried out at Jalan Tokong to complement the divine work. The physical prosperity of Perak State was brought about by the tin industry. However, the fall of the tin prices in the 70s, coupled with the decline of the tin deposits in the state, saw a sharp fall in the economy of the state. Employment and opportunities were lacking. This caused migrations of people out of the state. So, it was the same with our believers. Due to economic, education, and career opportunities, we saw the migrations of Ipoh members to other states and countries. The membership of the church gradually declined to about 100, many of whom who remained in Ipoh were senior members. Divine workers were lacking. There was a need to reposition us. We investigate the needs of the church and plant the future continuations of the church. We need to look into the improvement of the facilities to accommodate the needs of the church and the continuations of human resource to ensure the availability of workers in the future. The original chapel was built to meet the needs at that time and cater for the growth in the foreseeable future. But more than 70 years had passed. The needs of the church have expanded. In 2009, we looked into this matter again. Our initial considerations was to acquire part of the land in the original location that sits on the private property. Later, we tried to apply for the conversion of the land at Jalan Wuntensu to religious use. Finally, we decided to apply to build a chapel, renovate and extend the present bungalow at Jalan Wuntensu. We thanked God we received the approval from the authorities for this project. It was His guidance to our past leaders to prepare this place for such a time like this. Members who have migrated to other areas gave strong support. We started the construction of the present chapel in April 2012. On 16th June 2013,
we dedicate the chapel at 10 Jalan Wun Ten Su, Ipoh, to the Lord. The chapel was completed. Facilities were available, but we need the human resources to put the facilities into good use, to turn it into agents of prosperity for the divine work. As mentioned earlier, the migrations of members out of Ipoh caused the dwindling of our workforce. To meet this area of our needs, we must rekindle resources from within and to introduce resources from without. We thank God. Members recommitted themselves to the divine work. Some members who have migrated put in special efforts to return to assist in the work. Resources from nearby areas like Bercham and even much further like the northern region and central region of Malaysia offered their services to the Lord in Ipoh. Religious education, youth services and other activities were reintroduced. Care for our senior members were heightened. Special efforts were given to develop a future group of leaders who are able to take over the responsibility. We thank God for His guidance. The work of God will continue. The progress of the church is in His hands. All praise and glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ.